Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Sunday, May 12, 2024. A civilian coalition previously shadowed by Chinese vessels will attempt to return to the West Philippine Sea this week. A leader of the Atin Ito coalition says civilian vessels will set sail early morning of May 15 to deliver supplies to fisher folk in Scarborough Shoal. The group acknowledges possible intimidation by China after it was forced to turn back during a similar mission in December. But the coalition says it assured the Philippine military that it would not put those on board in harm's way. Also maritime related, the Philippine Coast Guard says it has discovered crushed corals in Sabina Shoal near the province of Palawan. According to the Coast Guard, it's an indication of possible reclamation activities by China. Former Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonio Carpio, a known advocate for the West Philippine Sea, warns the construction of a Chinese outpost in Escoda Shoal could pose serious problems for Manila. The Metro Manila Police are monitoring offshore gaming hubs in the capital region. The NCRPO says its new program, React Pogo, will seek to prevent crimes happening within Pogo sites. Offshore gaming hubs in Metro Manila have been subject of raids by the police following complaints from unauthorized operations to human trafficking and other illicit activities. The NCRPO police personnel will also visit these hubs to ensure they have clearance and employees have proper documentation. And finally, some good news for motorists. Fuel prices are expected to go down for the third straight week. Per estimates, gasoline could see the biggest cut of up to 2 pesos and 20 centavos per liter. A liter of diesel, meanwhile, could be cheaper by at least 50 centavos. As for kerosene, prices are seen to decrease by as much as 90 centavos. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.